you, Doug.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're just about to get breakfast, so we interrupted you, so we appreciate you taking time.
No problem at all. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, hey, I mean, the show is just starting out, so what are kind of your expectations for Think this year? I mean, it's a very unique show within the industry, so what do you want to gain from here?
Well, every year, Think always has some great speakers, you know, and I think what really makes it unique is they're outside the industry. And so it kind of gives us different perspectives. Mm-hmm. We tend to look inward a lot, and sometimes I think just looking outward makes a difference. And going to the first session yesterday and just part of the transformation, I think it forces us to look internally. And I think that's what I'm looking at is, you know, what's the insight of some of the other external experts, and what are the takeaways from that we can, you know, bring into our own operation.
And you guys are a CUSO, so you're looking at it from a little bit different lens than a credit union or even a vendor for that matter. So what are you guys, I mean, from that perspective, what do you want to take back to your CUSO and maybe even implement right away?
Sure. You know, the partnership we have with Co-op is the share branching, and it's been great for years. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about these digital transformations, things are changing mm-hmm. as far as, and so we have to look beyond, you know, what's next for consumers and shared branching and other things beyond that. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of looking at life cycles and where do we need to be?
Yeah, I mean, how does the digitization affect shared branching? Because shared branching is a very unique thing within our industry or within any industry throughout the world. I mean, it's only unique to credit unions, basically. So, I mean, digitization is affecting everything, I would assume, even shared branching.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look, you know, how many checks do you write anymore? How many checks do you get?
Maybe one.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that used to be kind of the bread and butter, and, mm-hmm. and members are still using it. They love the convenience. Yeah. But if you look at the mobile bankings and all the other, you know, technology advantages, mm-hmm. And millennials and what are their needs. So we got to look and say, what's next? How do we try to keep ahead of it?
And what kind of issues kind of keep you awake at night? Or are there any issues within the industry right now that you are just like grappling with, wrestling with right now that might help out some other folks?
You know, I guess what would keep me up at night is simply what's next. You know, if I look back, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it seemed to be, you know, you could kind of guess what the future, mm-hmm. what next year looks like a little bit. And now it's to the point you really don't know what next year looks like.
No doubt.
Because, you know, you don't really know what's around the corner. Yeah. So it forces you to kind of be more on the top of your game. So you got to be able to react more quickly these days than, you know, maybe the latitude we had in the past.
Yeah, I think we don't know what's going to happen 10 minutes from now, basically, with technologies going, my gosh.
Exactly. And, you know, I'd say that's, you know, the answers aren't really out there.
Yeah.
And so everybody's working together. And I think that's what makes, you know, like Think and everything mm-hmm. so unique is an opportunity to you know, listen to other people and to network with your peers and, you know, come up mm-hmm. with those ideas of what might be next.
Yeah. All right. Wrap up question here for you, because I know you got to go get breakfast. But so what's your outlook on 2017 based on what's happened so far? Kind of get your crystal ball out and what do you see happening for the rest of the year?
I think 2017, at least for us, is going to be a good year, you know, because trying some new things, getting into some new regulatory compliance areas. So I think we have looked best we can in that crystal ball and trying to, you know, go some new directions. And I would say the 2017 future looks bright for us.
I think so. I think it's going to be another good year for credit unions.
Oh, absolutely. So I do, too. I think it's going to be a great year for credit unions.
Great way to end it up. Doug, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Well done,
appreciate
sir.
It.
Go get some breakfast. And have some-